Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, You have shown us in Your Word, You have taught us that no matter what has happened in our lives, You want us to come to You, always, with all our needs, with all our burdens, with all our grief. Lord, I hurt so much sometimes. It seems it will never end. And I would be a liar if I said that I always feel like praising You. Then I remember King David, and Job, and the Apostle Paul, and others who have suffered so greatly, yet they praised You. Then I will praise You now, Lord. I will praise You for giving us Your Bible, with stories of others who grieved and found comfort in You. Thank You for letting me know that I am not alone, and You will come to my rescue. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Part 2, Review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. O Holy Spirit, my emotions overwhelm me sometimes. I need your comfort, but I need your guidance too. Is there anything I need to do, or anything I need to stop doing that is causing me to falter? Though I may not even want to hear it now, because of my pain, have I offended you in any way? Please tell me, and tell me if I have pleased you too, God. Jesus, if there is any sin within me, I'm sorry. O Lord, the thought that I may have failed you, on top of this horrible grief, that's nearly beyond my ability to endure right now. Yet, I know you are with me, and your desire is not to harm me. You only want to remove anything in me that would jeopardize our relationship, because you love me. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words. Jesus, I am in such terrible pain. My emotions betray me. Lord, please help me through this journey. Please help me to do anything and everything I should, so that I will come through this in the way you desire for me. Help me to trust you. Help me to call out to you when I don't feel like it. Help me to give over to you all my grief and suffering. Father, I need you to help me to keep doing good things during this time. And I need you to lead me to good rest. Help me to not shut out others who call me friend. Please help me to not rely on my own emotions, but on your word, on your promises, on you. Amen. As the music continues, ask the Lord for his help and know that he enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for his help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself. Lord, I am thankful that you told us that you're a friend to the brokenhearted, that you know what it is to grieve so deeply. You too have suffered. You are not unaware of how I feel and what I am trying to endure. And I'm thankful that you care for me, Lord. I don't want to keep suffering, but I'm choosing to put my trust in you. I'm choosing to believe that you are and will be with me, that you will lead me through this and out. Thank you, Lord. Though I sometimes feel lifeless, broken, like giving up, yet I will not give up. Instead, with your help, I will work through this. I will try to be obedient to your word, and I will believe it, and I will trust it. For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Psalm 23, verse 4, Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, Psalm 34, verses 17 through 18, and Jonah chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. Even when I'm walking through darkness, the valley of death, I won't be afraid, because you're right there too. You're close, right beside me, and you're guarding me. You're guiding me all the way. And I know he'll wipe away every tear from his children's eyes. There will be no more death. No more mourning and sadness. No more grief. No more crying. No more pain. All of these things gone forever. But while we are yet here, when the Lord's people cry out for his help, the Lord hears them and rescues them from their troubles. And the Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted, and he saves those whose spirits are crushed. To think, I almost drowned under the waves. The deep waters covered me. Seaweed wrapped around me. I sank to the deepest place, like the very base of the mountains. I thought I died and went to my grave. Forever. But you can bring my life up from the edge of the pit, God. You are my Lord. Yes, when my life was almost over, I remembered you. My prayer has risen to you. It has reached your holy temple in heaven.
Thank you.
Part 6. Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good. And He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
with my back against the wall. You told me when I'm troubled I should call. Tell me, Lord, then why do I feel lost? If with your blood you paid the cost. My child, at your door I stand and knock. I tried to open but the door was locked. Let me in and I will ease your hurt. For you, my son, my heart it thirsts.
I beg you, just hold on and be strong, move on.
Just be still, God will supply your every need. He's able to give you joy for every woman and girl and boy. Be strong.
Why should I worry? Why should I cry?
His love will see.